Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
Welcome, all of my loyal listeners. Tonight, we have a special treat in store for you. We are going to have a discussion. No guests, no music. Well, I can't say no music because I love some music, but no guests, no flamboyant, extra glamorous stuff tonight. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We are talking about interracial dating tonight. And so I want to know your thoughts, your opinions on this juicy topic. Many of you know that tonight I have my sister who will be helping me co-host tonight, and her name is Pocket. For those of you I want to introduce and bring her on the air tonight, this will be her first time co-hosting with me, but definitely not her last. She's called in to several shows previously, and I want to let you know that Pocket is a force to be reckoned with, y'all. Here is my sister, none other than Pocket. What's happening?
What's up, what's up, what's up, brown sugar?
Okay, up, we ready tonight.
Girl, we are fired up, okay?
Girl, did you get a few drinks? Did you get a few drinks in your system?
No, but I just finished eating some sushi, and I had my little miso soup, so I'm good to go.
She ready, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she ready tonight, and my sister keeps it real. And so definitely we are going to have a juicy discussion tonight. But before we do that, I definitely want to shout out the listeners in the chat room that have joined us. I want to say what's going on. PB, y'all already know that's my regular co-host as well as my graphics designer. Then we also have Bunker Love. What's crack-a-lackin', Bunker Love? We got Marcus in the building. What's going on, Marcus? Then I got to go into my other Blog Talk Radio chat room. And we got BX Daddy, we got Lisa Torres, we have guest 1264, and I want to definitely recommend that you, from my guests that are numbers in the chat room, log on, okay, and create a user account. It's complimentary. Then you want to lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites. You don't have to log on as a host. You can log on as a listener, okay? And you'll be notified then whenever we have up-and-coming juicy topics. Okay. Girl, the chat room is getting packed already. I appreciate y'all being on time, but I also got my listeners that like to come through and trickle in at the end of the show. But definitely tonight, girl, we have an incredible topic. And I wanted to just kind of talk about relationships. But my sister was like, let's talk about interracial, you know, dating, because my sister is in a interracial relationship, on again, off again. Y'all know how it goes. Love, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. It's something, that's for damn sure. It's something.
Okay, so we're going to talk about it tonight. And certainly you are welcome to join us on this juicy topic, but first, Pocket and I, we're going to go at it and tell our views, and then within the next 10 minutes or so, we'd love to have you call in and join us. The call-in number is 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. I already see callers on the line. If you could just patiently wait while Pocket and I vent, tell our views, You're more
no,
than
let's
welcome
get it
to join us.
First, y'all.
Okay. Look, she ready. So, Pocket, go ahead and let's tell us your thoughts first in regards to interracial dating and why you wanted to select this topic tonight.
Well, I selected the topic just because it's like, you know, I got the firsthand experience. I have only dated white men for the past,
okay,
I don't know, 5 years. And it's a
and
preference.
And Pocket is African-American, y'all. I want to put it out there. She is African-American, black,
yes,
chocolate, whatever you want to call it.
I prefer caramel, cocoa mocha, you know, that's
okay,
me. But don't put it out there. But, yes, I am African-American, but I choose to date only white men. Not that I haven't dated black men in the past, but I choose
right
to only date white men.
Okay.
You know, it's a preference of mine, and the other thing is I just don't, I'm not into black men's physique. Sorry to
okay
say, but it grosses me out.
She said it grossed her out. Uh-oh,
it
you go
sure does
pause on that one. Look,
girl,
the men in
no
the chat room already, look, okay, I'm trying to cut this music down. We're going to play Sexy Love. Since this is a relationship show, I'm trying to play Sexy Love in the background, but it's playing a little too loud. Okay, there we go. Much better. So you don't have to over-talk on the music. Go ahead.
Right, but I would just
okay
say, you know, I'm not into black men. The physique turns me off. I'm not into two-toned, below packaging. So my experience with white men has been, it's, you know, just like any other man dealing with a relationship. If there's emotional issues, there's, you know, personal ego issues, but that's just my preference. I think interracial relationships are beautiful, and, you know, I don't do it just so my kids will have good hair because, you know, nappy hair gets the best of mixed children anyways. So it's just a preference, and I prefer white.
So crazy, she's about nappy hair. What up, three chicks on the lid? What's going on? One of my welcome listeners, okay? She's talking about, what the hell is she talking about? We trying to get it together, y'all. Okay, I hope the music is not too loud drowning us out. Okay. Now, I have a few listeners in the chat room. They're saying that they have white husbands and white wives or vice versa, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And my sister Pocket is on the air now, and what it is, Three Chicks on Lit just joined us, and what we're discussing tonight is interracial dating, and, you know, are you for it, are you against it, and tell us why, okay? Pocket is discussing why she's for it. She prefers white, Caucasian, white chocolate, whatever you want to call it. That's her flavor. Now, me, this is the thing, my sister and I, we've had this discussion back and forth. And I told her, I don't have it on 100. Is the music too loud, y'all?
I think it
I
is.
I have
like
it on 18. Okay, let me cut it off. Some songs play way too loud. Anyway, my sister and I, we have had our discussions on interracial dating. And I told her, I said, me, primarily, it's not something for me. However, I just feel like, okay, I'll just cut it off until we actually. Okay, it doesn't want to stop playing now, so we're going to have to let the song roll out. Anyway, I'm loud enough, y'all. Y'all know Brown Sugar. Look, I can speak over music. My thoughts on it. We had the discussion. I shared with her. I said, listen, I don't care what color the man is as long as he loves you ultimately. However, I felt like with a man that's not a black man, he couldn't relate to our culture, you know. And I told her, I said, you know, I feel like a brother, you know, can relate to collard greens, cornbread, black eyed peas, ham hock, neck bones, you know, jerry curls, why we put grease in our hair, why we don't wash our hair every day, you know, some of the insulting comments that I have received as a black woman from a white or other race. You know, they're like, what? Black people don't wash their hair every day? Oh, my gosh. You know, they kind of trip out off of that. Another thing is our music, you know. I personally love my R&B, hip-hop culture, jazz, gospel, and I just said I don't know if you are with a man that is not of our culture. I said, how can you relate? And so that was my only thing. I told her, I said, it just seems a little awkward if, you know, you are into a man that, you know, doesn't understand the basis of our culture, you know, why we do the things that we do, you know, why do we dress the way that we do, why do we use some of the slang that we use. That was my whole thing about it. And so she ended up.
See, I think
actually,
so. That's, sorry, go ahead. Do you want to go ahead? I think that's the beauty of not being with someone that's from this, you know, the same culture, is that they get an opportunity to learn and you get an opportunity to learn. You're just broadening your horizons as an individual when you date someone who's but outside of your culture or race. And that's
right.
What I like. And I think that my history with interracial dating comes from being a military brat and traveling and being exposed to so many different other cultures and people and just seeing the beauty in everyone. You know, I don't need anyone to really relate to me because my friends, everybody, I'm not a specific, you know, drawn to one race of friends or one. I'm exposed to everything, and I like the opportunity to learn something new from individuals. So I think that's a plus with being an interracial dating. You can have someone that understands your culture too, but I mean, how much can you really learn from someone who's already been where you're at and knows where you're going?
Right. And so this is a good thing. You know, like I said, we have our different views, our different perspectives. Real quick, I need to give some more shout-outs to our listeners in the chat room. We have So Unique that's joined us. We got Natasha, Cece. We got, hold on, I'm getting your guest 1311. We have Think Big Radio. What's going on, Big? We got White Lotus Star. We got The Band Media. Guest 1302. Yaya, Lisa Torres. And I think I already shouted out three chicks on Lit. Welcome. I certainly do appreciate the topic tonight. And so, like I said, my sister, she prefers white men. Me, I prefer black men, you know. So it is what it is. I see the phone lines are filling up. I want to say a comment. I'm not against people that are in interracial relationships. That's just not my thing. If a white man was to approach me, I would not probably be turned on by that, unless, as an exception to every rule, he was a white man that had black culture, like Paul Wall or Eminem, or, you know, it would have to be a white man that understood, that knew why, you know, I use some of the slang that I use, or why we cook some of the foods we cook. I could not see myself dating. I couldn't see myself dating a Garth Brooks or, I don't even know who else is out there, because I don't know. I don't even really, you know, listen to country or rock or anything. Tommy Lee, you know.
For the record, that's not the only kind of white boys that are out there. You know, they're not all country and stick kickers or trailer people. So,
it takes all time.
That's why I'm talking about expanding the horizons, getting to know what's out there. It's just too crazy.
Okay.
I won't date a Garth Brooks either, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You're attracted to a certain type of white man. Just like I wouldn't date all black men. You know, if there's a certain type of caliber of man that I desire, you know, and characteristics. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, most definitely. We're going to go ahead and take some calls.
I will not date a cultural impersonator. And y'all that are listening should know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to be polite and politically correct with it. But I will not date a white man who uses black slang, who dresses in fubu and rockaware. I won't do it.
But you're saying he's trying to impersonate it. Let's say that really is who he is.
Like
Eminem, that really is who he is. Now, there are some that probably try to portray an image and they really aren't, you know, that way. But then they can say the same thing for a black man trying to act white. Oh, he trying to act white. Look at him. He's just trying to be professional. You see what I mean? Let me get out these phone lines here because they are filling up. 312, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? It's Big from Think Big Radio.
What's going on, Big?
Hey,
I just caught my attention because actually I had a conversation the other day about interracial relationships. When I was about 23, I met a white woman, and we dated for about 8 months, and I fell in love with her, and it wasn't as if she was a color. It was just that she was a person. But where my issues came in was that from where I was from and, you know, how my people looked at me, I couldn't really bring her home. And then when you're young, when you're young, it's a different story. So that was really one of the only reasons why I didn't continue with the relationship. But as I got older, you know, I realized that love is love, and it doesn't matter, you know, what race that love happens to come in, if they respect you and they want to be with you for that, for you, you know, being you. But now, also at this age, I do realize that being a black man, that it's very important for us to, you know, be able to carry on and do things for our people. So at this point, I wouldn't date a white woman because, it's a possibility that it could happen. But I prefer now to be with my sisters or as close as I can get to them because of the struggles that I've seen our people go through and the struggles that we are going through right now. So as far as my personal preference, it's always a sister. And then I guess I can call it go backwards.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, that's just me. Love is love. And if you find it in any type of mate, then that's what I would go with. And I wouldn't really, you know, look for it in a specific color.
Right.
Thank you. I can agree with that. Love is love, and that's what's the beauty of it. You got to love the individual regardless of what color, shape they come in, and have that genuine caring for one another. That's a beautiful thing, and it's rare in this world. It's very rare. But for those who find it, it's a beautiful thing.
And I think I'd just like to say
I thank you for, you know, letting me come on, letting me get that off, and I'm going to continue to listen as I work in the background. But you're always one of the leading blog talk radio hosts, and we'd love to give you shots out on our show. So you just keep thinking big and make it happen.
I appreciate it. Most definitely. And y'all want to definitely check out Big Show. It's Think Big Radio every Tuesday and Thursday. His is at, is it 6 p.m. Pacific?
Oh, actually, our show is 8 p.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And
Go ahead and shout out the show link, Big.
It's thinkbigradio.com. That's www.thinkbigradio.com. Tonight we didn't have a show, but what we did was we gave shout outs to our past guests, and of course we gave use of Brown Sugar, so your commercial has played on our site numerous times.
Right. Yay. And you gotta give me some commercials, Big, but we'll talk about that some more off the air.
Yeah,
I want to shout you out, definitely.
And your format, and I love what you're talking about tonight. And like I said, I'm going to continuously listen as I'm working in the background.
All right, Big, all right. Keep it locked. All right, okay, we got a 912, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, Miss Brown Sugar, how you doing?
What's up, Flawless? What's going on?
Let me tell you something right fast. Let me tell you, Mr. Big, you sounded hot. This interracial girl right here turned you upside down.
Yeah, Big got it going on. Got green eyes, too, while you play.
But I have a question. Like, sisters like me, I'm Puerto Rican and white. What are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to date? If we all supposed to date our own color, who are we supposed to date? Just both, or do we have a choice, or how does that work?
You follow your heart. You know what I'm saying? You know your preference. You know what makes you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You have to follow.
It has a lot to. I'm sorry, sis.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say it has a lot to do with who you're attracted to and what really, you know, gets your little senses going and turns you on, because attraction is a major part of when you start meeting someone or dating someone. So really, I mean, it's whoever you find yourself attracted to. That's where, you know, you'll find who you'll be interested in. For me, that's what I'm attracted to. I will turn heads and flip backwards and look at a white man before I look at a brother. And that's just because that's what I'm more attracted to. So, I mean, really, if you are biracial, then, you know, it's whatever turns your head. You can go either way. You're just blessed to have, you know, biculturalism in you, too. I don't even know if culturalism is a word, but, you know, you're lucky to have two different cultures to come from. And I just think it really boils down to who you're attracted to. But me, I know what turns my head. So,
well, me, I'm mostly attracted to Latin men, like that's my culture, and then black guys super, ooh, hot. But I'll look at a white guy. There are some exceptions, like 12 pack. Oh man, he is so fine. Ooh,
that's
like one exception to the rule. 12 pack is fine, girl. I'll do all kinds of stuff with that man, but let me hug him.
Girl, I hear you. If you want to give him a tongue bath or something with all that muscle.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you, girl. I hear you.
Look at y'all. Real quick, I got to shout out some more listeners in the chat room. We got Slim in the house. What's going on? Guest 1337. We got the four people. Welcome. We got 50 and retired. I heard that. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Guest 1325. And we also have the Band Media Network. I appreciate the love. All right, go ahead, Flawless. You were saying, let me go ahead
but
and bring
me,
PB
me
on.
Me personally, I think that interracial couples are really, really cute. Like, it's the thing now. Like, you see more and more of it every day.
Okay. PB, you on the air. I'm bringing PB on.
Oh, that's my other husband. That's my other baby daddy. He almost took off.
Wow.
She's about wow. Your thoughts on interracial dating?
You know, I'm all for it. You know, hey.
Oh, he called to tell y'all he loves me, Flawless. He loves me, Flawless.
You a flawless for item, PB?
I don't know about that, but
hey, listen, straight up wrong.
I don't know about that, but...
You
yeah.
ain't got to love me, you ain't got to hate me, but you will respect me.
Hot mess.
Right, exactly. All right.
Go ahead, PB.
Now, what I was saying is, you know, I'm all for it because, you know, you can't really, like y'all said, you can't really pick who you fall in love with or who you like, but I just think it's crazy that how nowadays that they still exist. You know, it only show us how far we came as people, like, but as in America, as we came from the racial days, you know, because.
Don't want to spit it out.
Hello?
PB, you there?
Oh, we lost him. I thought he got stuck in his spot.
Oh, I was going to ask him a question.
His call dropped. He was on his cell phone.
If he likes white girls, I wonder if Buck Wild would be his type.
Who knows? You know what, though? Just because you like white men or women, like my sister mentioned earlier, Garth Brooks, that's not her type. You know what I'm saying?
It's
and cute. Just because I like black men, not every black man is going to be my type. PB's rejoined us. PB?
Okay, excuse me. This phone tripping.
On that busted phone, like my guy. You know my phone busted too. Go ahead, PB.
Oh, but I was basically saying that, you know, it's crazy that we still stereotype. You know, people be like, I want to date a black person. I mean, I don't want to see a black woman with a white man. I don't want to see a black man with a white woman. You know, that's crazy because we are stereotyping. And we shouldn't do that because, like I'm saying, you know, as people, I mean, just like the whole thing with racism, people be like, I don't like white people, I don't like black people. You can't really necessarily do that because every white person hasn't done anything to you. Just like, so you can't just say you, like, I understand where y'all come from, where y'all say y'all prefer black, Bronson, you say you prefer black men, Pocket says she prefer white men, you know, but necessarily, really, in true reality, you can't necessarily say that because what if you do run across a white man that show you a new walk of life that you never seen before?
Mm-hmm. Hell, I
want to
turn
it
on.
Black man.
For
you, Pocket.
He said, what if you come across a white man that show you the light?
He said, and he got you too, look.
Okay, now, Pocket, what if you run across a black man, you know?
It won't work because sexually I'm not into that. It won't work. We could be friends, we could be homies, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty, which I love, it won't happen with a black man and me. Nope.
Wow. And see, me,
I'm
beyond the sex. You know, to me, I'm at a point in my life a man needs to bring more than just sex, okay? He has to stimulate me mentally. He has to financially be able to support, hold his own. You know what I'm saying? He has to be able to have game about itself. You know what I mean? Have ambition in life, goals. That ain't no color issue. That's just a personal issue. Or not even an issue. Those are characteristics. But sex is important, don't get me wrong, but that's not the first thing that I'm looking at, you know. But however, my sister is 8 years younger than me. When I was her age, I could probably say, yeah, you know, can he put it down? Can he lay the pipe? Now, once you get my age, you feel me, flawless look. Now, once you get my age, you're like, okay, I'm beyond all that. Now I need a brother that got, you know, some brains. Can he think? Is he smart? Do he got himself together? Do he got a bunch of kids? Do he got a bunch of credit? Do he got a bunch of child support? These are all the issues as you get older. I feel you
on that level, but okay. I'm down for any color. I'm down for Japanese, Chinese. If he's fine, hey, bring it on, brother.
I'm with that too. You got to be able to carry your own. You got to be on my same level. I go to school. I got a full-time job, a very well-paying career, actually, and I have my own place. I got my own car, and just being responsible, that's definitely an attractive thing, having a man that's ambitious. And I'm all about that too. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying a black man that had all that still was educated, had money, had cars, I still would not date him romantically. It just won't happen.
Okay.
He could be my friend for life, but I won't do it.
Okay, so what are the reasons that you, like, why are you not attracted to black men? Is it just sexually or, like, is it something else?
You know, I've had a lot of bad experiences with black men, and it's also, those bad experiences have also turned into a disgust sexually for me. So, I mean, there it is, keeping it real.
That's funny, you know, because as, you know, as a black man, I think that we go through the extreme with black women, you know, and then black women wonder why black men are going to the white women. Black women, y'all come with a lot of drama. I know it's going to be some people in the chat room that's going to tear me apart. But black women come with a lot of drama.
Hey, black men do too.
That ain't a race thing. I mean, hell, I done seen all kind of people. Being that my sister and I, we were blessed to travel all over the world, and we've seen all kind of cultures and different races. And I mean, drama is drama. It's the mentality of the person. It's how they were raised. It's, you know what I mean? It just depends on that individual. Maybe from your experiences, though, because where you live is predominantly black. Is that right, PB?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, maybe with your experiences, what you have gathered is that black women hold a lot of drama. But I'm out here in Vegas, and it's all kind of stuff out here, and I see drama, not just black. You feel me?
One thing I
can say about our black culture, I don't like the black-on-black crime. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the fact that we're stereotyped whenever if we walk into a grocery store or something and people are, and this is my personal experience, so if anyone gets offended by this, I can't apologize for it because I'm just talking about what I've been through. But when I go into a market or a high-class store or whatever and I'm being followed or watched, you know what I'm saying, that offends me. You know, and I want to turn around and ask that lady, why are you following me? Why do you have to be right on me? I'm not going to steal nothing. I'm going to pay for everything that I want to buy. I work hard every day. I should be able to pay for whatever I want. But I don't need you all up on my back, breathing down my neck, trying to see if I'm going to steal something. Those are some of the stereotypes that I get frustrated with as a black woman. You know.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Now, let's say, for instance, you had a friend guy or a boyfriend or whatever, husband. Okay, let's say your husband a few hours late getting in. When he get in, how are you going to react? How are you going to respond? You call his phone, he don't pick up. He didn't pick up when you called him. But he show up like 2 hours later. How are you going to respond?
I done been through that. And I'm going to tell you this. It depends on the history that we've had. Okay, if the brother was a good man, now I've been through it, and I can say that I had reason to go off because of this individual's history and what this person showed me. I'm like this. I hear what you say, but I watch what you do. Actions speak louder than words. So you could tell me all day long, oh, baby, I love you, but show me you love me. You know what I'm saying? Show me by your actions and coming home and spending time with me. Don't tell me you love me and you all run the streets all night. You know what I'm saying? That ain't love. Love would have brought your ass home, like Haley Berry said, in Boomerang.
Right.
Okay.
No, what if?
See,
drama.
Drama. Look,
you know,
drama.
TV, though, you
but,
ask,
but,
you ask
but,
any woman that question.
No, you
I
know what?
You ask any woman that question, she going
to
tell you.
I have to disagree.
I also have to disagree.
There's two sides of that, okay? There's two sides. Hold on real quick. All right, now, like I said, with this individual, he gave me reason to get upset and get frustrated because of his history and his pattern and the lies and the deceit and things of that nature. However, there was another relationship I was in, and the brother would be late, but he would call, and we didn't have a history or pattern of cheating, lying, deceiving. This person was trustworthy. We had other issues, but I trusted him, and I never had problems with other women. So I never would have been like, oh, what the hell are you out there doing? You laid up with another woman? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I wouldn't have came at him like that. So it just depends on the person. But go ahead, PB, state your point you were going to make.
Okay, now, I was just going to say, when Pocket said that's with any woman, I disagree with that because I have dated. Well, she wasn't a white chick, but she was raised in, like, with white parents. You know, she wasn't white, but she was adopted and so on. Anyway, y'all get the picture. So, basically, you know, I used to have other females call my phone. I used to be like, I'm gonna, like, other females would call me. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to call you right there. Like, you know, she never tripped. She never gave me no problems or nothing, you know. But see, now, let that would have been a black girl. Who that? You know, y'all get the trick.
Hold up, I
want
to say something right there.
Okay.
Okay.
I got another caller on the air. Hold on, let me pick up this call. They've been waiting patiently. 347. I wonder if I can unmute them. 347.
Uh-huh.
You're on the air
in
with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's happening? I got two things to say. I was in an abusive relationship with a sister, and I think it comes back to the personality.
Real quick, what's your name? 347, your name?
Urban Media Network.
Oh, okay, yeah. Urban Radio. Urban, you're the one that said, why do other races taste good?
Yeah. But I'm just trying to keep the conversation going in the chat room. They're ignoring that comment, though. But I do want to, I mean, that may be not this conversation, but I want to talk about that with some woman. I got to start talking about it. There's a good woman on YouTube that did a great video about that, and she's really talking about the vagina and the things that need to be done today to take care of it. But anyway, I want to get to what you're talking about, interracial dating, and about this issue of black women. The sister I was with her for 3.5 years. She never checked me, ever, ever. And she's a sister from the National Freedom Theater in Philadelphia, you know, a conscious sister, might neck roll, might roll her eyes, all that stuff. Never did that to me because she's the type of training that she had was that I'm the king and she's the queen. I respect her. She respected me. And I probably didn't do anything for her to check me on, but I'm just saying, I might have stayed out to 4 a.m. working or doing some other things, never got a call. Where you at? What you doing? To me, that's childishness. It's more so than it's a racial thing. But I have a question for y'all out there in Nevada. I went to battle with this woman on the internet for about a year and a half because of what she put out there. And I wanted to find out from somebody else other than her, is this true? She put out a website called BoycottAllBlackMen.com. And
wow.
The reason why she put it out there was she said, because she was in Nevada, she's in Las Vegas, and her granddaughter, she says that all the black men in Vegas and Nevada and some of Southern California will not even touch a sister. And I'm like, I can't believe there's not one brother in, you know, Las Vegas that wants to be with a black woman. And so we, the brothers on the East, I'm from the East Coast. Al Sharpton's radio show producer, myself, a couple other people, we have radio shows here in New York, and we went to her and said, listen, come on the air, tell us why we should all be boycotted. Well, no, I wouldn't say all, yeah, I was just saying just the brothers. I said, why'd you say boycott all black men in Nevada then? You said boycott Frederick Douglass. You said boycott Malcolm. You said boycott my father. You said boycott your husband. You know, she's married to a black man. So I couldn't understand it, but she was in pain. I mean, like I said, we battled for a year on the internet, back and forth emails, conferences, because she really was in pain over this. And I want to find out, is that true? Is the brothers that bad in Vegas?
The brothers are that bad on the West Coast, period, okay? It is not even so much that they don't touch a sister, but it's just the ones that do touch a sister only touch her because they can't take care of themselves. And they need
that
mother figure to take
care
of them.
That's not for all black men. I can't say that, no. That's what she has said.
I can't believe
all
that,
black men. No, not all black men. They're not.
Well,
I have met some good quality ones. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, for every sister that's being dogged, there's a brother out there being dogged. You know what I'm saying? There's a man out there being dogged, mistreated. I can't just put it all on the men like that. You know what I'm saying? So I truly believe that it works both ways. I don't know if I can accept another caller here. I have another one on the air. Let's see.
Yeah, you can't. I'm probably up to 10, they said.
Okay, let's see. 202, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? Uh-oh. Hold on. 202.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you now. Who's calling?
This is Bob Vito calling from D.C. I just want to know, I mean, I see the topic on the discussion. I see y'all going off somewhere else. I just want to know, why has nobody said anything about Ice-T? I mean, I've seen the topic discussing on interracial dating, but this is a man that was supposed to be the gangsterest rapper out there from the West Coast, and he passed up the beautiful lady that helped him sell millions of records by putting her on the cover of his album. Next thing you know, he's a married some white woman. That's all I want to know.
Well, you know, Young Jeezy did a song called White Girl. And that's about cocaine, bro. That's about cocaine. Cocaine, the title, Ice-T was supposed to be a dealer back in the day. It's a metaphor.
Right.
It's part of gangsterism, in a sense, is a metaphor. And his generation, to me, is responsible for what we have in rap today, which is this generation grew up on the Mac, can't think of Fred Williamson's, Hell Up in Harlem, these strong, exploitative black men that slapped around black women. And people want to talk about Scarface and all that. It was these black. I grew up on my uncles said, look at Hell from Harlem. That's how to be a black man. Look at Cotton Comes to Harlem. Look at the Superfly. And those films and what Ice-T and even Nelly had the guy from the Mac in his video. So to me, the white girl that Ice-T walks around with his wife, that's supposed to be saying, look, I'm a dealer. I got cocaine on my arm.
Right.
I guess.
Wow, now that's an interesting tie-in right there. I never thought a correlation between dating someone outside your race, a white person, would represent I do cocaine because I don't do no cocaine. I got me a white.
Well, it's in the industry, that's what it's known as. Cocaine is known as the white girl.
Well, you ain't no gangster girl either, so you wouldn't even, that's a whole nother level.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I see it's supposed to be hard and cold and gangster and this, that, and the other, you know, and I done seen his wife, you know what I mean? I seen her on Hip Hop Wives, and I thought it was funny because majority of them all had sisters, Ice Cube, who else, Lord, Snoop Dogg, Big Boy, all of them have sisters, and then you get to Ice-T. But it's funny because when I look at her, to me, it seemed like she's trying to look like a sister. She getting big boobs like a sister. She got her lips injected like a sister, you know what I mean? She even wearing cornrows and braids like a sister. You know, got our extensions in.
Her
hair
looks so cool, too.
She's got black culture, right, sis?
Well, to me, culture is acting. But when you getting your lips injected and your ass blowed up, that's trying to look like her. That ain't culture.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about that. Since y'all are women, I mean, I struggle with this as a father. I have a daughter that's 8.
Okay.
And she's out there in California. I'm out here in New York. And every time I talk to her, she's talking like a Valley girl. Now, she's in South Central, well, not South Central, Baldwin Hills, that area. But it's like, I'm like, wow, you know, is it that our culture has dominated everybody else? So we now are rejecting our own culture and saying, you know, I need to be closer to the middle more so than I need to be black. Like, when I grew up, it was, you know, Hakeem, Shaquita, you know, it was I'm 36. So it was that we were
the young hip-hop generation, and we were happy to be black. But now the kids, they want to be closer to the middle, closer to Hannah Montana, whatever it is, and the Bratz.
I think you hit a point on that, because I got a friend that lives in Baldwin Hills, and her daughter goes to Beverly Hills High School, and she can't stand ghetto, and she just talks so proper. She can't stand the ghetto girls or anybody coming ghetto. So I think it is a reverse psychology going on our kids right now. I really do.
Well, no, I think it has a lot of media influence I'm proper, whatever, but I think you need to define what black culture is, because what the media is showing us what black culture is, it's grand, it's gold teeth, it's bling bling, it's living in the ghetto and trying to survive. And I'm sorry, I don't fit any of those criteria for black culture. So what is it?
But I think people don't think that if you haven't had the struggle, it's like you're not black enough. If you've grown up and you didn't have to worry about what you was going to eat, or if you was going to get your Christmas, if you went through like four or five Christmases and still ain't get your gift that you wanted, it's like you don't know what it means to be black.
Yeah, is that black was that for, though?
I just want to shout out some listeners in the chat room real quick. We got Open Forum that's joined us, Indians, Urban World. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Okay, go ahead and continue.
You were saying what is it to be black? If you're poor, that's part of the black experience. I don't necessarily accept that's the black experience as much as the classism, because you got poverty in West Hills, West Virginia. You got those white men that went into the mines every day, knowing they're going to get the thing thrown down on them, knowing they can die every minute. Because they find it, and their water is filled with coal. They drinking cold water, water that has brownness in it, and they live in there because they can't leave West Virginia. And you got people in the Mississippi Delta just like that. So I don't necessarily know if the black experience, that part of it, but I think the black experience does have something to do with the soul, something being closer, a little bit closer to the soul, a little bit closer to what's real.
Hold on real quick. I got to give a shout out to Alan Levy. Hold on real quick, you guys. Alan Levy, I got to give him his props. He is the founder of Blog Talk Radio. He's the one that actually put Blog Talk Radio together. He's listening to the show. Welcome, Alan. Yes. I appreciate
you.
I feel honored. Alan, they want to know, do you like black women? Holla at Pocket, huh? No.
No, don't even come my way, man. I'm done. I am so retired. I'm going to check out that website, Boycott Black Men. I'm going to check that out.
You're being wrong, because that's some self-hatred right there.
Real quick. Now,
I love being black.
And that's the thing I was telling her. I said, sis, how can you not like a black man when you're black? And that's what I told her. I said, it's okay to have a preference to date white men. And we've had this discussion before. My sister knows I love her where she's at. I don't care. Ultimately, as long as the man loves and respects my sister, he could be purple. I don't care. But
wait, that's your blood and flesh, sister? That's your blood and flesh?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to fly down there and take care of her.
This is my sister. Oh, no. You know what?
She's been away too long, man.
You got to love people where they at, and if she prefers white men, that's her thing. But, you know, I told her, I said, sis, you cannot say, I don't like black men, they disgust me, they're gross, when you're black, because to me, I felt the same thing, like saying you're gross because you're black. And she's had some bad experiences. In a nutshell, she's had bad experiences with black men, you know. And she lives in Arizona. Now, I live in Vegas, and in Arizona, maybe, you know, the men she's dated out there are a little bit different. And I often ask her, I said, you know, do you think maybe if you grew up in North Carolina where it's predominantly black, or
like
South Carolina, went to a black college.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I said, you know, would you have felt differently? You know?
And so, never know, because I'm not even down that road anymore.
Well, and that's all it is. She's just had, I honestly believe, if she meets a black man that treats her like a queen, and I've told my sister this, I said, once you meet that man and he loves you inside out, I mean, a man that just loves your dirty drawers, you hear what I'm saying? I believe that's what's going to turn her around. But
period
because she's
drawers
had
or
that,
dirty drawers? You talking about period drawers or dirt just regular dirty
drawers?
If he's having period drawers,
we ain't getting all into that. But, you know, love is love. Love has no color, okay? Ultimately, it has no color. But we do have our preferences. Like, let's say, for instance, you two, if a white woman approached you and she was like, what's happening? You know, I want to get at you. Would y'all, you know, give her an opportunity?
Nah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't just because of my experience. I grew up under a mother that was, she was a Panther. And my mother would be rolling over her grave. So I have, you know, I get along and I deal, but I just, there's nothing that, I'm not attracted to that. Like
I'm not even gonna lie, man. I'm from DC, so I was coming from predominantly seeing blacks. And so when I moved to LA and I did once start dating a white girl, and I mean, you do it, guys like me are doing just to try something, just to see how it is. The only thing that I can say that I had a problem with, that seeing her every day and just seeing the paleness of her skin just made me yearn for a black woman. I mean, I just got, it's like the brightness, just seeing that brightness so much every day, I just feel like I was missing out on my sister. So, I mean,
I didn't know guys like you still existed, because all my friends were Spanish or Italian or something exotic. They didn't necessarily,
This was back in 1995.
This was almost
15 years ago.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Flawless.
Okay, Flawless, I want to make a comment. I want to make a comment on what TB said earlier. First of all, if him, out of respect for his woman, he shouldn't have other girls calling his phone at like 3-4 in the morning. That's like disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then as far as what y'all are talking about now, to me, God don't see color. Like, everybody, in God's eyes, everybody's like the same color. Why should you even care about what color man you? It's all, because God has a certain person for you. It doesn't matter if it's black on black or black on white. God's going to send you your soulmate, and whether you like it or not, you're going to be stuck with whatever color he gives you.
But then you got to
understand. You got to say, okay, what God are you talking about? Because every race sees their own color as a god, except blacks. We see white as God.
That's a good point.
You think of God, the first thing you think is a white Jesus, man. It's in your head.
Right.
My thing is, okay. Well, the white Jesus thing—that's just something white people put together. Because even black people put their, like, they put up a picture of black Jesus or Mexican Jesus or whatever. But nobody, that's really an idol, because nobody knows what color he is. If you were to make a logical guess and he was from Israel, then he would be brown. He would not be black.
You can honestly say you don't know if God is really a he or not. That could just be a male chauvinist saying man rules, so you girls,
thank
women,
you.
Bow down and men. And just, if
it says he in the Bible, honey. It says he.
Yeah.
Flawless, you in trouble because TB didn't call back in. He said, why you got to clown him when he hang up? Look.
I ain't clowning him. Hold up. Let me finish these fellas off right there. But, I mean, are y'all attracted to Latin women?
Huh? Say again?
Are y'all attracted to Latin women?
I'm definitely attracted to Latin. I'm attracted to
anything. Okay, well, let me ask you for a mix like me. I'm Latin and white.
Uh-huh.
Does that, like, make a difference or...
Yeah, it does. It's a big difference.
I'm Latin and white. I'm Latin and white, but I'm, like, dark. I look like, I don't know, like,
you sound black, too. You sound like you're black.
To me, you look light in that picture. You look light. You think I'm
light?
Who is this?
This is Brown Sugar talking. Flawless, you look light to me. Are you in the blog talk chat room? Flawless, she don't have no picture. I was going to say, wait a minute, do you?
I can see my picture right there and catch.
Hey, Sugar, how do I get the blog talk chat room?
Okay, yeah, you need to go to blog. You need to add a picture for your blog talk chat room thing.
I want to just throw out there, this is an interesting situation that's happening, because now that when she raised that up about religion, you know what's happening is that non-denominational has merged everything into one Jesus. You have Koreans that are worshiping the same Jesus that the Irish are worshiping now. And so it's funny how we are becoming a one world, one message type of society away from the black Jesus issue and everything else. But I just want to know what people do before, when there was only one type of person on the earth. you know, we all look the same. What do people do? What was the deciding factors why I like this person, like that person?
I don't know. My thing is we can't really be the judge to say any. We can't say any religion's right. Nobody's gonna know until God comes back. But my thing is, this is how I work. If I read the Bible and I do what the Bible says to the best of my ability, then the only person that I have to answer to is God. I don't have to answer no to no other person.
That's a whole different subject for me, because that's what our ancestors did, read the Bible and continually got their ass whooped and hanged and everything just to keep them timid and calm so they wouldn't uprise and just take over. You know what I mean?
But you honestly went to the chat room, you got to look at that question they asked the sister.
What's that?
The Latin and white female with a southern accent. Where are you from?
Yes, sir. That's DJ Flawless. DJ Flawless.
Where are you from? Hi. I was not born in Puerto Rico. I am from Georgia. That's why I have a southern accent.
Georgia.
That's just like those black girls from Cali. That's why they talk white. It's just according to where you're from. You can be black and talk white and talk black. It's just according to where you're from. It does not matter.
Right. Yeah,
that's just, it is funny though. Regionally, it's funny how you have Koreans that we talk in southern and sound just like they from the hills of Mississippi or Alabama.
Exactly.
And since we on the white and Latin sheet, can I cut in real quick, y'all?
Hey, go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
Let me cut in real quick. I gotta come in on Flawless because you tried to dog me, yo, when I hung up. I gotta come back here because you said it was disrespectful for me to have girls calling my phone if I had.
It was. It was disrespectful to your girlfriend.
Wait a minute. Listen. Come on now. Okay. Just like as you a female, right? And you have guy friends. If I'm in a relationship with you, and if I'm in a relationship, we should have trust. A relationship is built on trust. If you don't have no trust, there's no reason for you being together. So if me and her, if I said I'm with her, she don't have to worry about what female called my phone. If I made that commitment to her that I'm going to be with her, I'm with her, regardless whether it could be Trina. And y'all know how I feel about Trina. Trina could call my phone. If I said I'm with that lady, I'm going to be with her. She ain't going to have to worry about that. So.
Well, my thing is, you didn't specify. You ain't say,
you just said girls were calling your phone. Exactly. See, because you know what? When I was with black girls before, it don't matter who called my phone. It could have been my sister called my phone, and they were snapped.
Right. They ain't going to believe
you. Calling
yeah.
your phone? Who that be calling your phone? Who that hoe we? See,
but,
you know, that's how black women do.
But I don't think it's black women, man. I think it's young. You with some young girls.
Mentally, I disagree with you on that. Because I don't be checking nobody's bill. That ain't my business. Whoever calls you, that's their problem. I'm just going to roll back over and go to sleep.
That's mature.
And I think anybody that's been lied to and ran game on, they're going to question who's calling. If somebody sat there and say, this is my sister, my god sister, and you find out you were dating this chick in high school, come on, that's anybody. There's nothing about
that's
age,
That's the
man.
Point, exactly, and, because... Go ahead, real quick, and then I want to share something. We have about 9 minutes left, too, y'all. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Robin. Do your thing. I'm finished. Go ahead.
I was going to real quick, let me shout. I always shout out to the listeners that come in. Guest 1480 and Sisters B, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. What I was going to share was that I feel when you're absolutely right, when a person has been played or dogged or the trust has been broken, you know, you're going to naturally have those questions. You know, now if the relationship is solid and, you know, you trust each other and you have a good foundation, you have no right to come at that man like that. You know what I'm saying? So I do, like I said earlier, it depends on the history of the relationship and why, you know what I mean, that individual is going to come at him or her like that. You know, now if you're doing everything you can and you ain't messed up on your man or your woman before and they always accusing you and they coming at you foul, that's not right.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
it's something with them. Maybe they got something they hide, and that's why they already
insecure.
Say the one that's cheating is the one that's always thinking is the other also. So it goes both ways.
Right.
Okay, well.
Now, the other incident I want to bring up real quick. Go ahead, PB, real fast, and then
I
want to talk. Go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm getting off the line. Before I go, I got to shout out Yaya.
Oh.
Shout out to Yaya. And I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have a fight. Bye, PB,
with your fine self.
Look at you.
Okay, PB. All right. Pocket. There was an incident that happened today, and we were talking about, this is, to me, one of the circumstances that you'll run into when you are dating another race. And today we wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the other race being around the family members, you know. And we had a discussion earlier today. You want to elaborate a little bit on that pocket?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to keep it real, let y'all know. My boyfriend is white, and our family is from North Carolina and Washington, D.C., and we're having our big reunion, and I was telling him about it, whatever, and he told me today that he didn't know if he'd feel comfortable coming with me to our family reunion. And that pissed me off because family is the most important thing to me in my book, and regardless of the fact that he's white or not, like, he should be want to be where I'm at, but his comfort
and the reason
level
he
was,
said it, the thing that kind of made me mad was he was like, you know, he didn't feel comfortable being around that many black people. And
right.
That kind of pissed me off because I felt like, okay, the moment you decided to date a black woman, you should have known her family going to be black, so you're going to have to accept that. You know, you don't just get pocket. You get pocket and the family. We won. And that's an issue that I want to put out there with interracial dating. I feel like, you know, how you going to be scary now, you know, about being around black people? There's too many to be around. You know
have
what I'm
you
saying?
And him,
that,
have you and him, have him and her sat down and watched that Bernie Mac and the dude from Ashton Kutcher movie yet?
Oh,
have
yes. Guess who? We've watched it many times. That's one of our favorite movies.
They probably got him shook up. So tell him he just got to bring one of his road dogs. Let him bring some of his family members, and y'all come out and just have a good time, man. For real. Let
I'm
me talk
than
to
welcome,
him. I,
you know,
I talk
I'm
to
open
him.
To that.
Right. There you go.
I'll have
see?
Him
call so you
got
to
talk to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
he should be on the phone,
way.
Too.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on the show, but she got mad at him, so we have to have him on another show.
Oh, yeah, so I'm definitely going to check you out, Brown Sugar. I like what you got going on here.
I appreciate it.
I'm
sorry, which one is this calling? I have so many people on the line.
Vito. This is Von Vito from D.C., man. We definitely going to try to take this show right here to number one and put you in the pocket.
All right, definitely, yes. I appreciate the love, most definitely. All right then. Flawless, I'm going to go ahead and exit you out as well because we're going to close the show. We got 5 minutes remaining. Thank you so much, Von, for joining us. Flawless, I appreciate the love. Uh-oh. Flawless, you there? Flawless.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead real quick. Any last thoughts before we go?
Hey, whoever was trying to add me on MySpace, y'all cute, so I'm going to get a job. But anyway.
She said, y'all cute. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. Tonight was a very interesting topic. And like I said, I appreciate all the listeners coming through. Pocket, I appreciate you helping me tonight, being my guest co-host, holding it down, and definitely speaking your mind. That she will do.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, my little sister used to get in my clothes and stuff. That's a whole nother show. She used to get in my makeup and my clothes.
And
used to play
and
with
steal
my
your
body.
Jewelry.
Yeah. I be so mad. I come home from Man, that's a whole nother show. I got to tell y'all all about it. But definitely, like I said, I appreciate you, sis.
Don't forget to check out com, ladies. That's going to be
oh,
interesting.
Oh, no. Don't you do that to my brothers out there.
Got
to give my sister a round of applause, though, for joining me tonight, being my guest host, my guest co-host.
Thank you.
For Pocket, holding it down tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And like I said, those of you, check us out at on MySpace. Add me and your top friends at www.myspace.com. And it's Brown Sugar in Vegas, S-U-G-A in Vegas. And then certainly if those of you who want to attend, well, not attend, but want to join my promo team, you're more than welcome to. Please email me at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. to a promo team in the link. All you do is send out bulletins on your MySpace, add me your top friends, certainly post flyers on your page, holler at your girl, Brown Sugar, and we need it. You know, we want to definitely make Brown Sugar Radio number one. We headed to the top. Also, too, please don't forget to rate the shows after you're done. This was a juicy show. Rating the show will also help take us to number one. So as soon as this show is over with, within the next few seconds is getting ready to end. I need you to rate the show. Hit play And when the show pops up, you can rate it a 1 to 5 star, okay? It's very important that you guys help rate the shows, because that's what's going to take Brown Sugar Radio to the next level. And we can't do it without you. Y'all know my motto, right? Teamwork makes the dream work. So definitely keep it locked. We didn't even play no commercials today. The topic was so juicy and so hot. Big Jig is in the house this Thursday. You don't want to miss him. 106 and Park Champ. Big Jig will be in the house doing his thing Thursday night. Be there, be square. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Pocket. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown sugar, babe, I get high off your love. I don't know how to behave.